Hello everyone. It's Sunday today and I've been awake since 3:30 today, a.m. And this was when I got woken up by some seagulls that were making a lot of noise in front of our bedroom window. And then I unfortunately couldn't get back to sleep. I tried, so I stayed in bed until 7 and listened to my audiobook, cuddled with Taylor, I couldn't get back to sleep. But it was quite enjoyable anyway, because in front of our window it was very lively. I heard 2 different kinds of geese, several coltits. The blackbird started singing at 4 a.m. and Jasper, our canary, started singing at 5 a.m. Oh, speaking of geese, there are some again. I hope you don't mind the cars. The windows are open right now and it's our living room that's going to the street. So the windows are... When the windows are open, you can hear the street. I was at around 5. I thought I could fall asleep again. But then Jasper started singing in the living room. So then I was awake for good. So I thought it was time for a boo now. Taylor brought home his first tick of the year 2 days ago. And the days before that, I had thought about a good prevention from ticks and fleas and, but mostly ticks. I thought we'd still have time because I thought they'd show up in summer, in real summer and not now. But this was wrong, obviously. So now I'm trying black seed oil as a prevention. Several dog owners mentioned this to me, and I like the thought that it's a natural prevention. And I don't know if it will work, but yesterday I gave Taylor a small dose in his food to get started with it. I learned that it's for human beings, it's used to soothe allergy symptoms, and that is also strengthens the immune system. And regarding ticks and other parasites, the smell of the black seed seems to be stronger than the smell of the living creature. So the ticks, it's a signal to the ticks that there is no interesting body to get onto and to sting or bite or whatever. And yeah, it would be great if this worked. So now, if Taylor gets along with it, I want to give him this oil into his food once a day or maybe every 2 days. And I also read that you can put it into the fur before you go into the forest or into an area where there are probably a lot of ticks. So I really hope this will work, because when he had this tick, I wasn't able to remove it on my own. I know how it should be done, but I think I just need more practice, because I had to ask a sighted friend then. But now it's gone anyway. And then yesterday we decided to buy the KNFB reader. And we've thought about this for several months, but we were hesitant because of the price. But then yesterday there was this situation again where there was a letter and we knew no sighted friends or visitors would come over the weekend, and of course we wanted to know what's in there, in the letter. And then Philip said, well, shouldn't we just finally do this, so buy the app? And so we did. And then I was really amazed with how easy it was to use it. Because, yeah, probably most of you know the app, but I was fascinated because you just have to open the app and tap on one thing, and then it already takes the photo of the document and starts reading the what's written in there. And we tried it with 3 different documents by now, and it was flawless every time. So there were no mistakes in the results, and it was just fascinating because it's really the first time ever that we are able to read our mail completely on our own. And yeah, until now, always someone had to come and to read it to us. So the others knew first what was in our mail. And for me, this was quite stressful because we don't have close family around here who could do this. Of course, friends, but friends aren't available every day to read your mail, and you don't want to go to your neighbors with a letter because you never know what's inside. It could be just something very unspectacular, but it also could be a bill or I don't know, anything. And I can't believe that this is so easy now, that we are now able that and when a letter comes, that we now can read it on our own. So this is a huge advantage, and yes, I hope it will remain as good as it was, but I think it can only get better because we learn how to hold the iPhone, that it can take the best photo of the document. And yeah, so this is just very good.